In the introit to today's Mass, it says, "The Lamb that was slain is worthy to receive power and divinity and wisdom and strength and honor. To him be glory and empire forever and ever." I just want to focus on the last word of the list, which is honor. To whom or to what should honor be given? Honor should be given to someone who has contributed a particular value, and that value in general ought to be of significance, maybe more than just what we would expect from every other person. And so if we think of the Lord, who is the King, of whom we celebrate today, we should honor him because he is the Alpha and the Omega. We can think of that in a particular way, and I think it's important for us to reflect on moments when we come to know the profound intrinsic dignity of each human person, which is given by the Lord, and it exists through him. For any parent, you know the intrinsic dignity of a person in birth. When a child is born, you realize you hold a child that is of an eternal value. That soul, created through your participation, but certainly much greater than anything you could ever imagine you could create on your own. And so there is this profound encounter with this truth that God created this eternal soul. And it's powerful. We also experience it when a person is nearing the end of their life. We come to experience that this life is delicate, and yet there's something so beautiful about it. The Lord is the Alpha and the Omega of each and every soul in its creation and in its end in this world. And that's for each and every human person. We haven't even begun to reflect upon each and every thing that is created, from a flower to an animal to whatever. And so we begin to see that the Lord is Lord in a way that no other creature could even dare compete with. And that's not even his greatest act. Creation is a manifestation of his goodness. But that goodness reached its culmination in God teaching us, and not only teaching, but giving us the capacity to love like him. And that came first and foremost through his humbling himself and being born of men, taking on human flesh. And then it has its ultimate pinnacle in his pouring out of himself on the cross, his very life, for the sake that we, in our brokenness, might be forgiven, that he might take on our punishment, our penalty, and that he might pour himself out into our hearts and our souls to revivify us, And so what makes him a king who deserves our greatest honor? It's that all these things, that he gives us life. He is the end for which that life is created. And in our weakness, he comes and supplies what we need for the sake of redemption, so that eternal soul that is created might spend itself in glorifying him. Not for anything that we've done, but because he loves us enough to save us. And so we owe him great honor for everything that he has done for us, both in creating us and giving us the means to eternal salvation, wherein we can spend all of eternity praising, glorifying, and loving him in the way in which he first loved us. But what do we do which does not honor the Lord? Well, we try to put ourselves in his place. And so we have to ask ourselves, is the Lord the king of our life in every single aspect? Do we honor him in the way in which we use our time? Do we honor him in the way in which we consume things? Food, drink. Do we honor him in our leisure and our entertainment? Do we honor him in our daily work and activity? Do we honor him in those that he has placed in authority over us? And we could continue on with a litany of the things that our lives consist of. And we have to ask ourselves, do we honor him in all these ways? And the answer is no, not every day, nor all the time. And yet, that is what we are called to do. So I would encourage you, I find the prayer that we pray at the foot of the altar in preparation for Mass is a beautiful thing. We come to the altar full of joy. Then when we come to the altar and we realize what coming to the altar requires of us, we grow sad. And we ask the Lord for the grace to give those things up, that we might truly go upon the altar of the Lord with joy, and that we might enter into his sanctuary, of which we cannot enter on our own. We know that the person found at the wedding feast without the wedding garment is cast out. We can't just enter into the sanctuary of the Lord by our own willfulness. But it is only in our purification, in our proper taking on Christ and allowing him to be the king of our entire lives. And that requires a dying to self. But the glory of it is that we have, in doing that, we have the capacity by which to love with the same love that Christ the King has shown us and gives us the ability to participate in. And so today, we try to honor him, not only in coming here and receiving him, but asking that he might become the king of our entire life and every aspect of our life, that we might humble ourselves before him and place him first and foremost, no matter what the cost. And that we ask for his grace, that when we grow sad or kind of tepid in the face of our weakness, he might bestow us the grace to root it out and to allow his grace to take root all the more. I invite you now to kneel as we make an act of consecration. Most sweet Jesus, Redeemer of the human race, look down upon us humbly prostrate before thy altar. We are thine and thine we wish to be, but to be more surely united with thee, behold, each one of us freely consecrates himself today to thy most sacred heart. Many indeed have never known thee. Many too, despising thy precepts, have rejected thee. Have mercy on them all, most merciful Jesus, and draw them to thy sacred heart. Be thou King, O Lord, not only of the faithful who have never forsaken thee, but also of the prodigal children who have abandoned thee. Grant that they may quickly return to their father's house, lest they die of wretchedness and hunger. Be thou King of those who are deceived by erroneous opinions, or whom discord keeps aloof, and call them back to the harbor of truth and unity of faith, so that soon there may be but one flock and one shepherd. Be thou King of all those who are still involved in the darkness of idolatry or of Islamism, and refuse not to draw them all into the light and kingdom of God. Turn thy eyes of mercy towards the children of that race, once they, thy chosen people. Of old they called down upon themselves the blood of the Savior. May it now descend upon them a laver of redemption and of life. Grant, O Lord, to thy church assurance of freedom and immunity from harm. Give peace and order to all nations, and make the earth resound from pole to pole with one cry. Praise be to the divine heart that wrought our salvation. To it be glory and honor forever. Amen.